T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Landfill's playing all the Vodka Rebel Friday beats.
Getting us right.
Jeff has an interesting life, dude. Jeff was just telling me all sorts of crazy stuff.
Nah, I listen to Jeff a lot. But you know what I like about him? No, dude's a go-getter. He's a hustler in a good way.
Yeah, like you a know? Good
he,
attitude
he doesn't
about everything.
Sit back on his laurels. He goes and he looks for many ways, and I think when you keep doing it like that, you're going to find stuff. You're going to put yourself in the presence of greatness and good stuff that works out for you. So I mess with him all the time because he likes to talk trash when he's up, but when he starts losing, then he starts making excuses. So that's why I mess with him even more. Until he can start owning up when he gets his ass whipped, you know, I'm going to mess with him the whole time.
But hold on. Don't get me wrong. Come on, B-Mitch. When I be losing, right, in the dominoes, you be having fantastic hands. I just don't know why my luck is that bad.
And vice versa. When you win, my hands were horrible. That's the only. If we both have the same hand, I outsmart you anytime.
You know what was remarkable here is Brian started saying some really nice words about Jeff. And, like, he's a hustler, he's a go-getter, I believe in him.
But I already did, I have to do it all day.
And then he decided just to dunk on him about dominoes.
Because it all comes back to the dominoes.
That's my guy.
That's life with B right
look,
there.
Landfill sits there and watches. Jeff is yapping.
He does.
As soon as it turns, man, no, we're not talking about the past anymore.
Wait till I play this one, B. Wait till I hit you with this one, B.
Oh, man.
So this is Roast Jeff Walker segment, okay.
Nah, you my dude, man. You know that.
That'll be sure. Monday night at the DC Improv. Landfill has wanted to talk about this, and it's only right we talk about this. We need to address what kind of popsicles they eat in Canada. I found out somebody I'm friends with is Canadian yesterday. I never knew. Said, I'm Canadian. All right. Landfill sent me this information. This is from French's. Now, when I think of French's, I think of mustard. But apparently, they make a lot of ketchup, too.
Hmm.
Like, French's yellow mustard is, like, the bottle I would think of. This is a tweet from French's. And it says, hey, Canadian friends, your favorite condiment just got a whole lot cooler. A refreshingly savory and sweet ketchup popsicle made from 100% Canadian tomatoes. A ketchup popsicle.
I'm not doing that. That just don't make no sense to me. What made somebody even think about doing that?
It says this.
Ketchup is a condiment.
Celebrate summer all season long with the French Sickle, a French's tomato ketchup flavored popsicle.
No.
Popping up across Canada for a limited time.
Mm-mm.
Made in collaboration with Happy Pops, a local Canadian business specializing in all-natural ice pops made from real fruit and sweetened with organic cane
sugar. I would
eat
a hamburger and some fries with some ketchup on it, then I'll get me a damn pineapple popsicle.
Apparently, Canadians love ketchup. I would think America loves ketchup more. Like, we got to be the one seed of ketchup. Although, weirdly, doesn't, like, the entire Chicago and Chicago region hate ketchup?
I don't know. It like Garrett's popcorn, though, and I do, too. You ever had Garrett's?
Imagine a mumbo sauce popsicle.
No. I like mumbo sauce. I don't want it in a popsicle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, I'm being honest with you. I'll mumbo sauce to that, but I'm not eating it in a popsicle.
I like that sauce. I like
can you just,
buffalo wing sauce.
Just, your buffalo wing sauce popsicle.
No.
So hold on. Do y'all eat like ketchup potato chips and buffalo wing potato chips?
The Canadians have ketchup potato chips too.
In Britain, they have that too.
But it's just like certain things shouldn't be frozen.
Or made into a seasoning.
Or made into a dessert. I love ketchup. French fries, hash browns, hot dogs, hamburgers.
I love it when it enhances something.
Popsicles.
Maybe just a straight popsicle?
Sometimes. No.
What about macaroni and cheese? Because the Canadians are known for that as well.
You want to make a macaroni and cheese popsicle?
With ketchup.
No.
That's
pathetic.
Because that's what they do in Canada.
That's just silly.
This is why I tried to have the Canada ban. But you guys overruled me.
I mean, Garnett's half Canadian. What are we supposed to do there?
Well, he can come on half the time.
This is according to French's. French's must be huge in Canada. Maybe they're like
It's a French-speaking country.
A small portion of it, but maybe. Maybe you're right. What the hell do I know? According to French's, the headline simply says Canadians love ketchup. Just how much do Canadians love ketchup? Read on. Okay. 79% of Canadians said they like or love ketchup.
Okay.
Manitoba loves ketchup the most.
I love it too. Not in the popsicle though.
Now, most people say with fries is the number one place to use ketchup.
That's it.
They also say hamburgers, hot dogs, and sausages.
Yeah.
Third runner up, eggs.
You know, I've had it before. Like, if I put ketchup on my home fries on the side,
yeah,
and it happens to get on the eggs, I don't have no problem with it. But I don't just squeeze ketchup on top of my eggs.
My father-in-law does.
I squeeze.
I like hot sauce.
I squeeze hot sauce on top of my eggs.
I also don't eat scrambled eggs that often. You can only do that with scrambled eggs.
No.
If you're eating your egg any other way and you're putting ketchup on it, you're a maniac.
Well, ketchup, but hot sauce?
Hot sauce is different.
Sunny side up.
I love sunny side up.
Over easy. Boom, that's how I do it.
I don't want them flipped. I want my eggs medium rare, sir. It grosses my wife out. She'll only make me scrambled eggs because she doesn't like the way I like my eggs.
I like to have the yolk burst a little, but that little white part that's around the yolk, if that is not cooked, I'm not eating the egg.
The little, like, clear kind of part?
No, it's like when you don't almost take it far enough. You know when people, you do the over easy, and when you flip it, then you go to eat the egg, and it still had that little white part that's not cooked yet, can't eat that. I have to cook it till it's hard.
I eat that part.
I would rather, we'll talk about that.
I don't flip them.
We'll talk off air. But I'd much rather my eggs just be a little bitty, little bit of running yolk than the crazy stuff.
Nah, my eggs got to be cooked all the way through.
Hey, man.
Can't do
How
that.
How do you like your eggs, Landfill?
Scrambled.
First off, no. See, they're getting a little stupid now. I don't want no Heinz ketchup cake.
B is pissed.
I would see this here and think it's a red velvet cake.
It's the great Canadian Heinz ketchup cake.
I would think that this ketchup is a red velvet cake, and I bite into this thing, and I'm spitting it out, and whoever brought it to me, I'm hurting them.
Ketchup.
Canada. Canada's who you got to hurt.
But I won't Canada's be eating anything crazy. In Canada. I'm going to stay right here when I eat my desserts.
I have no idea how much they like ketchup in Canada. Good God.
You know what? I got a friend of mine that keeps texting me. Ali, he's a little weird, too. White plain yogurt is good with potato chips.
Sweet and salty. That's
pathetic. No, it's just stupid.
That sounds like the whole
Ali, all those brain cells you lost when you were young is the reason you're saying something like that.
You ever did the French fries and ice cream?
No.
Yo, if
I never did
if
that
you got
either.
A Frosty from Wendy's and you didn't dip your fries in that joint on the ride home,
crazy as hell.
Missing out. That is good.
Guess I've been missing out for 28 years.
Canadians, so we all agree, hot dogs, hamburgers, French fries, like there's great uses for ketchup. Canadians like to use ketchup in non-traditional ways. B, you're going to get so mad at this. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
17% of Canadians put ketchup on mashed potatoes.
And anybody out there that's going to think, oh, it is potato. No, they mashed. Once you mash them, you don't put no damn ketchup on them. That's but.
What about this?
I used to listen. Toronto is a place I absolutely love. And I'm glad I didn't eat any ketchup, popsicles, or anything else. But Toronto was nice. Now, I'm glad I didn't eat a lot.
I love how much this bothers you.
I just... Why?
8% of Canadians put ketchup on pizza.
It's already tomato sauce. When...
It's just weird. I think it's a bit that they're doing.
Dude, 6% of Canadians put ketchup on French toast.
Pathetic.
What is wrong with these people?
Why French toast? Isn't like, look, some powdered sugar and some damn syrup good enough? Why would you put ketchup on
it? I don't know, man.
Where do we talk to Garnett next time?
He's only half Canadian. Or his mom's
Canadian. We don't know, does he put it on half of his
We should talk to Locker, Alan May. Those dudes are
Canadian.
Yeah,
we talked to Locker.
You know what we should do? Send Paul Henry up there and get them all straightened out. Quit the ketchup, bro. Put down the ketchup. We need a Stephen A. Smith lay off the weed, but for ketchup in Canada.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's what we need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.